6 or 13.
All right, before we got to do things. I'm going to do something I've always wanted to do. Are we at 7 o'clock yet?
Almost.
Just slightly, like.
You've got a minute or so.
Yeah, I'll give it a minute. That's not what I want.
You're always yawnable. Rolls, man.
I didn't know that didn't want it.
This doesn't.
It doesn't work. It's made for a speaker conferencing.
Oh, okay.
And has never been functional.
I thought that was
so it looks high tech, but that's about all it's good for.
Okay. I'm just quick going over the minutes to see if there's anything that I want to add or whatever.
I did listen to the minutes on the internet, so I hope I can vote when it comes time to accept them, even though I wasn't here, but I still wasn't supposed to.
That makes me very excited you listened to
I did,
them.
Yeah. That's probably one out of two people. Well, no, I figured I'd need to know a little bit about it.
Are you going to use it for a sleep aid?
Yeah, that's what I told. I think I said that to Phil. I said I couldn't sleep, so I listened to the minutes of the meeting and put me right out. I didn't need to listen. I could have found out the wooden soldier or everything that took place.
Now I think you're good if you're looking for that 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I hereby call this meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjusters to order. Adjustment to order. And roll call. Roseanne Van Lube, Chair, present.
Patrick Fraser, Vice Chair, present.
Paul Jardine, present.
Jim Lynch, present.
And
Jennifer, do you need me to say I'm present?
Okay, there you go. Sure.
Jennifer Lynn Jackson.
Phil Adams, Sony Administrator, present.
And we're going to call Deb Leocona to join the meeting in a few minutes. I just want to go over the minutes from the last meeting, see if anybody has any comments or suggestions or changes that they feel need to be made.
It's just one thing, and I'm just not sure how it was worded last time. But there's a sentence in there, and that is second page, and it is, I'd say, third paragraph up from the bottom. And the sentence says, Z.A. Adams will check if he can share the reports with the PC after receiving the reports. So I just want to make sure, is that Planning Commission, or should that be ZBA?
That was a mistake. In my opinion, that should have been ZBA.
Right. I just didn't know if it goes back to him, but no. That's the only thing I saw.
Where are you seeing?
I am seeing that right.
Okay. All right.
I take minutes for the Planning Commission.
Yeah, that was supposed to the Zoning Board.
Both committees were going back and forth in your mind. No problem. I just wasn't sure.
Okay. Aside from that, I am perfectly happy with it. What about you guys? All right, I need a motion. I need a motion to accept the minutes from the...
Hi, I make a motion to accept the minutes of August 11th, 2015 of the Zoning Board of Adjustment organizational meeting.
I second it.
Wait, Okay, so now we can discuss. It's got to, it's the motion has to be as corrected.
Okay, that's okay, thank you.
Okay, so just yep. add that on to his.
As corrected.
Does anybody else have anything to say? Then, are we, let's vote. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody say nay? Ayes carry. All right, so that's all set. The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to get a hold of Deb Leopona. I had the hardest time with her name. Don't ask me why. I never have problems with names, but I do with that one. And
hello.
Hey, Deb. It's Roseanne and the rest of the crew.
Hi.
So if you just want to state your...
just due to changing circumstances in my life at this time, like, I just don't feel that I can really do the role of clerk is just a little too much to be able to take the time to write decisions outside of the meeting times. So I would really like to pass that role on to someone else. I was thinking, what I've been told to nominate Paul for that role.
Paul Jardine?
Yes.
Sure.
Would you be willing to accept?
I accept.
Okay.
So I guess, do we have to make a motion and vote on it, I think?
Yeah. So, I need a motion to accept Paul Jardine as our new clerk.
Okay, so I will make that motion to accept Jardine as our new clerk.
Second.
Pat Frazier seconded. Any discussion? I will just say that I will give you, I already gave you the contact information, and we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, offline, sure.
And, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh. Okay, and Paul abstains. Okay. All right, Deb, I think we're all set with you. I hope you're feeling better, honey. Go get some rest.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a good evening.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so that's all set. And this. All right, so... In order to, the next order of business is we're going to have to schedule the hearings that are already, the applications that have already been submitted. The first ones are, there's going to be two from Jared Ellis. And did we give out the copies of the, no, never mind. So what's going to happen is Paul and I are going to work together to get these things set up. Each person on the board is going, and the alternates will be receiving a copy of the letter. They were going to be sending the applicant, which will have a copy of the warning photocopied onto it. So should we, Phil, give copies of the application to the members so they're ready for this?
They certainly can. It has been practiced in the past, but I certainly recommend looking it over, becoming familiar, and having questions maybe from your look through before you get to an actual hearing. There are some members in the past, a particular one that used to copy every application and review it before it came to the hearing date. So I can certainly try and do that for everyone and get it to everyone beforehand.
Yeah, I would like, well, I mean, what do you guys think? I would like to be a little prepared.
I agree.
So, if we can do that, basically what has happened, and I think we need one more of the state, copy of the state for Jim. By the way, Jim, I'm Roseanne Van Loo. It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Jim, did I give you a copy?
I think you gave me it back.
Okay, I tried to.
Oh, okay, and this was in it? The thing from the state?
I hope so, yeah. I gave a packet to both Jim and to Paul, and I tried to give this information that I was handing out to everyone this evening at the time I saw them today.
All right, so the response by the state regarding the Ellis properties.
Correct.
You already have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For those projects.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So I don't think we really need to go over that at this point, or do you think we should?
No, I would recommend, it will be very helpful to you to go over the state's comments at the time of the hearing. Use that as a helpful guide for you.
Okay.
And the gentleman that's representing Mr. Ellis, after he was sent a copy, and I offered him to have an opportunity to answer things himself or put some other things in the record, he did send an email answer that I think I've supplied to everyone.
Is that attached to this?
Let me see.
Is that Jeff? Is that that's
yes.
From? Yeah, that's in here.
Did you get that, Jim?
I just didn't bring my homework
okay,
today.
Okay, your bunch of paper I dumped on you all at once?
I don't.
Yep, you have one.
Yeah, sorry, sir.
I don't.
You don't. Well, again, I got sidetracked from my handouts here since I had so many fun things to hand out. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And I think I did. If I didn't, you just catch me on it. Did I give you one, Paul?
This one?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, so. So basically what has to happen is we have to place a warning. Paul will be placing a warning in the Lakes Region News and Rutland Sun. And we'll be giving you the between Phil and I, will give you the wording that you will need to put in the warning. And what happens is the deadlines for the Rutland News, Lakeside News, Roy's paper. The deadline is noon on Friday, and that is for the issue coming out the following Wednesday. Then you have to have 15 days from the date of the publication of the warning, which brings us, so we are at the 15th there. Even if Paul was able to get the warning in for the 19th, I'm not planning on and again, this is between, we'll discuss this, Paul, but my plan was to have this for get it in the deadline of the 26th for the October 1st issue. And then the next, the 15 days, the next Monday after that would be the 20th of October. And I've been hearing that 7 o'clock is a much better time than 6, 6:30. It works better for people getting home from work. And so I would like to see it at 7 o'clock, but if you guys have a different idea.
7 works good for me. That's better than 6.
Pat?
Yep, that works for me too.
Jim?
It's almost bedtime.
Do you have an early, do you get up really early for a job, for your job?
Yeah.
What time do you usually
need? I try to get in by 5:30, so I get up at 4:45, 4:30.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's about the same time my husband gets up, so. All I can say is I can try, he usually goes to bed by 9. Does that sound about right?
Don't worry about me. We got to get this in, right? So.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I've seen Jim stay up later than 7 or 8 before. So.
At least once.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you've agreed on the time yet, but I have a question about the Fridays and following Wednesdays when you're done with the time thing.
I think we're all set.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, Jenny, is 7 okay for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, on that Monday it is fine.
On Monday, well, it will be Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
are you okay with 7?
I will certainly do 7 if that's more.
Go.
My question is, okay, so today's the 15th. Is there a reason that this wouldn't be able to be lined up by this Friday, the 19th, to be ready for Wednesday, the 24th? Is this?
We could. I always had to say, I'm busy during the week, so I always saved my ZBA work for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're not used to any of it,
yeah,
I figured we would give you the weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, the 20th and 21st, I'll be gone. So, but we have the weekend of the 27th and 28th of September. Is that something that would work? For you, if I had questions in this process,
we would have to push it out then to the 27th. The first hearing.
The 27th of
October.
Oh no! I'm trying to do this as soon as possible. Not, I don't want to delay it. So I just, I don't see how that's the 27th if it's 15 days from a Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm probably missing what you're saying.
If you.
Let's,
so it would the issue would come out if you got it to Roy on the 26th.
Yep, that's a Friday. So Friday, okay. 26th.
So the issue would come out October 1st.
Correct. Yeah, and then.
Then you have to hit. Then 14 days would be the 15th.
Right.
Then you have to go one more day. You have to have 15 days.
Yep, that would be October 16th.
16th.
And then
the following Monday would then be the 20th.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for explaining that.
I have the worst, ask Phil, I had the worst time with that because I kept working it on the Fridays instead of the following Wednesdays. Yeah. My count would be off by that week, and so I kept messing it up.
So the goal would be to get the warning. Is this the right time of the meeting to be talking about this, by the way, or am I jumping in?
Okay. No, you're fine. We really don't have anything else.
Okay. So the goal would be to get the warning to the appropriate places that the letter goes to, including one of the local papers that has to be there on Friday, and the goal would be on the 26th, so that it would be in their paper October 1st. Okay. Yep, that's.
And I can get you the Roy's email and all that.
Yeah, I would like to do it sooner for the applicant. I feel like we owe it to him, but I just don't see how I'll be able to have everything in line in 1, 2, 3, 4 days. And, where I'll be at work.
Right.
The 13th is also a holiday. I don't know if that matters to you all.
What is?
The 13th, the Monday before the 20th, is a holiday. Oh. It's Columbus Day. there's no school. I don't know if that matters to you guys at all, just that.
Yeah, I don't think it really doesn't change anything, does it? Because it still has to be posted for 15 days, but still good to know because I forgot that.
Just so you all are aware, the Ellis's representatives was kind of complaining about getting close to the 60-day time period. In his answer with comments, if you'll read it. And I called VLTC and asked how long the zoning board had to notice a hearing after receiving an application. And the staff attorney there said 120 days was a law that went into effect last year.
Okay.
That was what he said, but this gentleman is thinking it's supposed to be a 60-day turnaround, maybe by the old law.
But we're not under the old law.
No, no, my understanding.
And we also have extenuating circumstances.
I understand. I just want you to be aware of the communications with the representative, that's all.
I think, unless I'm missing what you're talking about, it looks like he's just commenting that it's currently approaching 60 days following receipt of application in the town. I don't think he's...
I think he had in his mind that it is a 60-day deadline by law to...
I don't see that in a letter, but maybe he can do that to you.
No, but in discussing with me on the phone, he did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, besides that, we had to get our response back from the state.
I'm with you. I'm just again trying to indicate what I'm getting from the applicant's representative on these two. That's all.
And what was the date the town received the application?
There in the folder.
All right.
They both came at the same time, right?
Yes. And I wrote on the back of the zoning board application the time of receipt and payment.
August 8th was the date of receipt.
So, if it was ideal circumstances, we'd have it in 60 days, obviously. But so last month, when was the last meeting? When you
was the organizational meeting?
Okay,
August 11th.
August 11th. So then that had to go to, you guys voted for that to go to the state to be reviewed by his title.
Asked to have the comments in hand, Paul, before scheduling those 2 hearings.
And for this floodplain manager, Kyle Madash, to have his comments before you schedule the hearing, so you'd have more understanding.
Yeah, there's some questions there, right?
Yeah, if the state wasn't going to allow it to happen in the first place, there was no sense in us.
Yeah.
So we needed to have...
And he replied back on September 8th, which was just a week ago, and this was our regular scheduled meeting. So, I mean, I feel like we're doing the best we can for the applicant. I'd like to figure out a way to move it quicker, but I'm just not seeing how we can do that.
I think he'll be okay once we actually give him a firm date of hearing.
He'll have to be.
Yeah.
It is what it is, right?
Absolutely.
And what about that bank piece you talked about? The thing is for 60 days? The bank...
there's an applicant, there's somebody who owns a home on the end of...
That's a different applicant, okay.
Yes, it's a different applicant.
Okay, but...
And the circumstances are there that they thought everything was going to be fine. I caught that their dimensions on the lot didn't match what the town had for dimensions on the lot. And unfortunately, when you took the town's dimensions that were less than what they thought their lot dimensions were, their replacement modular home that they wanted to put on, brand new modular home, will not fit. It's short of a foot and a half on the front and back setbacks, and short on the side setbacks with a normal sized deck they wanted to put on the home. So they found out about this kind of at the 11th hour, because I didn't realize it. It was caught at the 11th hour. And now they're hoping to have as speedy a process as they can to maybe have their loan still be solid by the time they receive their zoning permit. So I said I would advocate for them with you, but I just sat down with them today to go over their completion of the form for you all, which they've taken home and are working on to get in right away. So I didn't know if you wanted to, at this time, try and schedule as many as you could,
absolutely,
knowing what we have. And I have one more that I have no application for yet. One
the 60-day, do you know when that date would be up for them on the loan?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't think to ask.
Okay.
I can find out.
That would recover just to make sure, yeah.
I can call right now, actually, and check on that, if that would be helpful to you.
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay, then excuse me just a moment. I'll try to
thank you.
Give a call.
Yeah, so I don't see, with the 2 weeks that is needed, or the 15 days, I don't see a way to do this before the 20th of October.
Right.
And, you know, I realize he submitted August 8th, and, yeah, that's 60 days plus a week and a half more, which, with this having gone to the state for their review first, I don't think that's horribly unreasonable. I mean, it's the best we can do.
And not to mention that we've had a lot of upheaval in the zoning board, just in general, with Cindy just resigning, and then we thought we had everything squared away, and then Deb is having issues and, you know, having to reorganize again. I think the 20th is the best we're going to be able to do, but I would like to be able to schedule all of these. I'd like to, you know, and then
yeah,
you can just put them all, you can just do them all out at once, and then just once a week,
mm-hmm,
get it to Roy. If we were to do the meeting on the 20th of October, would you guys be okay to do it again on the 27th, or did you want to push it out to Jim? Can you move those, the calendar, so that the bottom one says November, the October is the middle, and September is the top?
This is complicated here.
I'd like to do as many of these as we can in one.
What are you trying to say? November and October?
Yeah.
October, November.
I hate those stupid.
Yeah. I don't know how these
can't
work.
Do it.
They're childproof.
See, the August one on top will go to October.
It goes backwards.
It goes backwards.
Oh, I think they're. Are they on the back?
Can we do all the hearings on October 20th?
Just get them all in?
No.
We can't?
I would not recommend doing that. These two, we're going to do these two together. Both the Ellis has two applications. Okay. That's going to take quite a while.
Okay, and then you're talking this third one, has that been?
Then you're going to have the one that he went to call, and then Mike Doran, and then he just said he's got a fourth one.
So Ellis's is two.
Ellis's is two. That's going to be, I would say that's going to be probably a good 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Then.
A regular hearing will go for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Because you have their presentation. And then, and I'm going by memory on this because I've not done this as a chair before, so I'm going to have to. they will give us their presentation. We will ask whatever questions we may have of them. And then they will leave and then we will deliberate. So you got to figure at least an hour and a half to 2 hours for each of those meetings. This one, because it's a double, and because you're dealing with the state and the floodplains and all that sort of stuff, you're going to have to, I'd say we're probably going to have extra time on this one.
So then the next one after these two, well, I won't jump the gun. So that we're talking about having a hearing on October 20th for both of Ellis's?
Ellis's.
Okay.
Now, Mike Doran's already got his application in, but there's not a huge rush on Mike's. I still would like to get it done.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Let's get it knocked out.
But these guys are in Dutch, and so what are they looking at?
Yeah, go ahead. This will answer.
October 20th, they said. So that's going to be going to be tight for you, isn't it? I mean, if you can schedule something way ahead of time, you don't have to wait until close to a hearing date.
We're setting up the Ellis's for the 20th.
Okay, then I'd say that's not going to happen for them then, right?
I was trying to get for the next week.
Yep. Well, that if that's as quick as you feel you can do it, then sure, that's it.
We can't go before. We can't do anything before the 20th of October.
Okay.
There's no way, with him never having done it before, there's no way.
Okay.
Are they time compressed due to some kind of...
Just apparently they have gotten the bank to approve the loan for it, and that loan is good for a certain amount of time, according to them. So that's what I was told.
Do you know what day they submitted their application?
They have not. They submitted their permit application to me.
Okay.
I was going to act on it and discover the error with their lot size compared to what the lot actually is, asked them to redraw their sketch of where things would sit, and with the redraw, they don't meet those setback distances. Not by, any huge amounts, but they can't fit the new home, and that's size-wise.
Without a variance.
They can't find something smaller than that to be able to plunk in there, and there's no moving it around with the dimensions of the small lot.
Where is it?
It's the end of Academy Street Extension where it meets the Raceway, old Raceway property. So you go all the way to the end of Academy Street, and it's on the north, the last home on the north side of the road, before the big parcel across from their line, that surrounds the solar array. As you drive down Prospect Street, you see the big solar array?
Yeah.
Well, that was taken out of the property. It was subdivided, and the property still goes around that solar array. So.
I never realized that it was that close.
It abuts that, not the solar parcel that was subdivided, but that big lot before it was cut out. Yeah.
Patrick.
Phil, just something to think about, or ask them about. Can Doran ask for an extension of the loan, saying that they know the date now is October 27th, and I know the cutoff was the 20th. Could the bank probably be lenient or nice and say, "Oh, you have the date. We're just going in. I need a week more."
Yeah, I mean, if you give a date that you, a tentative date that you thought you might have the hearing. You know, my hope for you all and for the applicants was to try and line them up as best you could. They can be done early. The only, you know, first one is what you would worry about for a time frame with the 15-day notice. But the others, again, can be...
Well, that's what I was saying to them, is if we get them all set up tonight, then he just has to do up the letters all at one time.
Right, right.
You know, we can get together and we can work on them. Mm-hmm. And Phil, you can get us samples.
Yeah, and I did look up the abutters on the... Those applications are sitting there, the names and address.
On both of these?
Of the abutters should be on all of them. If you look in there, I should put a sheet in for each one to try and make it easier to do the notifications.
I'll show you how to look it up yourself, but
I know, I'm good with that. We can handle all this outside of the meeting, I think, procedural.
It's just hopefully making sure that everybody's comfortable with a quorum.
That's what I wanted to since we had people here today.
Right.
But I'm just saying the procedure on what to do as clerk for the regarding the letter and warning. I can talk to you guys outside of the meeting for that. Sure. There's nothing in there that needs to be part of a public meeting.
But unfortunately, the reason it's having to keep being brought up is because of the time frame.
Yeah.
And we need to accommodate for that.
We will fix that tonight.
So would you guys be okay if we were to schedule Ellis's for the 20th, the two Ellis's for the 20th? Whoever these people are, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, Sherry Jones is her name.
The Jones application could be heard on the 27th, and then the Doran application could be, I have to look at my calendar.
The next Monday is November 3.
Thank you. So then the Dorans can be heard on November 3rd. Understanding... Well, how long? Isn't it 60 days? No.
What? The decision?
Yeah.
Time? It's 45
days.
After the hearing, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, at the close of a hearing.
Rose, just to clarify, I believe when we talked, the loan would be the 20th cutoff. They would have to be the 27th. And Jones would be November 3rd.
No, Jones is the one... The ones from the bank.
Oh, Jones is the one from the bank. Thank you.
Yeah, Doran is the other one.
All right, thank you. There's the answer. Jones is the bank. Okay, thank you.
You have 45 days from the date of the hearing to write the decision. We're all going to have to brainstorm on that because I've never written a decision. We have to go with Phil and samples.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
And
there's samples in other towns as well.
Yeah.
I guess my question would be, do we want to do them so close together? We obviously have to do the second one on the 27th because of their problems with the bank. But perhaps we might be able to give ourselves a break on the 3rd and make the Doran application hearing for the 10th. What do you guys think?
When did Doran submit that?
It would be on the back part of the zoning board application, bottom of the second page that I would have written in.
Oh, there it is. August 22nd.
And I actually asked them to wait to submit it because of what was going on with trying to get the zoning board to straighten that. So they did, gave it some extra time.
I mean.
So I don't think it's something that they're asking to do yesterday or of need to do yesterday.
I mean, the 10th of November is more convenient, but I also feel like, you know, if he's been waiting, if we can do it sooner than the 10th, actually, I won't be here the 10th. That's, yeah.
All right, then I guess we'll do it for the 3rd.
The 3rd and the 7th. I would prefer the 3rd just
to get it out of the way.
Yeah, and I feel like he's been waiting. You know, obviously we can't do 60 days with everybody. Ellis's is a perfect example, but if we can, even if there's a slight inconvenience, I guess, you know, we try our best to accommodate the applicant.
And you said another 4th one is coming up?
I was told by the gentleman that, yes, he did want to apply. He has a situation where, and I'm not discussing the case before it comes to you, but he has an existing house that's only several feet from the rear property line. He would like to put a deck on it, and there's no way he can be 30 feet from the rear line with that addition on the home. So he will be, he said he would like to ask for a variance for that. At the same time, he wants to put a roof over existing side porches. And again, the house is too close to the side property line to be able to enlarge the non-conforming building.
So it's fairly simple.
Yeah, so fairly clean and understandable, yes.
What exactly is Mike Doran looking to do?
He put a shed on the property and didn't realize that there was a requirement for a permit. And when I got together with him after he learned that that was the case, he had put it too close. He had put it in the side yard. If it's put in the side yard, it has to meet the full setbacks for the district. And so instead of in the backyard that allows a 4-foot setback, he had it in the side yard that requires a 20-foot setback. So he's short on his setback to that line. He built a really sturdy fence, you know, in cement and everything. And so the cost for him to try and move it, apparently, from the base that was set up for it and everything, is prohibitive in his mind. And he wanted to request a variance for where he had placed it.
So that's the same with a building before they get a permit.
Well, it happens.
I know, you know that.
Isn't a criminal because they make a mistake.
No, not at all.
So, and he was perfectly willing to try and get with the program and do what's needed
that's
to be
correct.
Done. So, given what he wanted to do, I had him apply, gave him his denial, so he had the accurate figures to be able to apply for the variance. And that's anybody's prerogative.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I hadn't had a chance to... What I'm trying to do is see if we have these two, both of these are pretty, the Joneses and this one are pretty simple.
Correct. Your more complicated ones are the flood hazard area.
So.
And thankfully for the state gentleman's comments, that should make it easier for you to transition through that application.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to make a motion on the dates, or can we just sit here as a board and say,
need a motion on the dates.
It's up to you if you're all agreeable on it. Right. Yeah. No one objects strenuously to dates you picked. I don't see why you can't take it as a consensus.
You good?
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if it's possible we might be able to combine. I know it's like an hour to an hour and a half for each application for us. Because by the time they give their presentation, which for these simple ones is just going to be, you know, 15 or 20 minutes.
It'll be very light, yes. You want to double up on...
I just to try and accommodate these guys.
Yeah.
And then this next guy coming up.
Can be...
We can push him out for a little bit.
Yeah.
So to give us a break.
Sure.
So you're talking, instead of November, it would be the 20th and the 27th. And on the 27th, we do the last 2 weeks.
Or we could do the 20th and then do 2 on the 3rd and give ourselves a break in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It just doesn't... the only reason I mentioned the 27th was just because his Doran's application seemed to be out there since August. And
August 22nd. So we have until October 22nd. So
I mean, technically, you said we have 120 days.
According to that staff attorney, he said, as of a law last year, it was, and he quoted it. I have it written down. I didn't look it up, but
it certainly would help them out if we could do it in under 120. If we can, and if we can't, we can't.
Well, we have no problem doing it in under 120.
Right.
It's just trying to get as close to 60 as possible, but...
Yeah, or just as soon as possible is how I'm looking at it. Just as soon as we can conveniently do it, or maybe even inconveniently do it, if it, you know, is somewhat of an inconvenience, if we could just get it out of the way and do it for them, that would be ideal.
And advocating for the applicants... Of course, with building season, you know, whether to do things, it's going to be more convenient for them the more time they have left to buildable.
Well, and Mike doesn't really, he's not doing anything. We're just
it's
post.
Yeah.
It's you know, there. So that's not really.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So I'm just thinking of anyone that.
All right, so maybe the 3rd. Would work then since Mike's not really, it's not going to change anything for him. And then the other application you haven't actually received yet.
I went over it with them today and they took it home to be able to complete it and then bring it back
then,
for me, for you, with the fees. So I have no doubts they're going to follow through and do what they said they were going to do. That's why I'm bringing it up to you tonight.
So,
it's not going to disappear and not happen, so.
And maybe the 3rd is, it certainly is reasonable for the application that you're about to receive. And for Mike, it doesn't seem like it matters because there's no groundbreaking. He's just trying to get that squared away as far as the zoning bylaws go. Do we want to do the 3rd instead of the 27th? So it gives us a week in between to, it's basically, I guess, for me and you, so we're not trying to...
That's my, just to give us a little bit of time to...
Do it right.
Yeah.
Not rush through it.
But again, understand you can do something as early as you want for a hearing.
Yeah, yep.
There's no reason for you to wait and say, I've got to get
I wasn't saying we were going to wait.
Yeah.
I just want to give us a little bit of time.
Cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the 3rd would work better for me. I mean, just to do
this,
the process correctly. So
this is going to be a difficult one, I believe. The Ellis's. I believe it's going to be...
I believe you're going to have to rely on the comments from the state man in reviewing that, as in what is important that you need to make sure is taken care of. And the answer from the applicant's representative indicates that he would plan on doing what the state man asked. So I think he'd be more than willing to comply with what's being suggested by the state man's comments. There are several things in his comments that weren't a response by the applicant's representative that you I think we'll pick up on and be able to ask at the time of a hearing. Okay. But I think his comments are the important ones that you might put your weight behind during a hearing on making sure they're right.
All right. Is everybody okay with doing the Ellis's on the 20th and doing the folks that are going to give us their application here shortly? Joneses.
Uh-huh.
And Doran. We'll combine Jones and Doran on the 3rd. No?
No, I just keep thinking that loan from the bank piece.
Well, I don't think you're going to make it. If they're saying it's actually the 20th, you know, I was thinking 60 days out from whatever, last week or
There's
something.
No reason they couldn't maybe get an extension.
Like they may be right. able to. Right. I mean, what I'm going to tell them tomorrow is that the soonest that the zoning board could schedule it is at this time. And then they're going to have to make do with...
I mean, it's unfortunate for them, but they're the ones that applied for it before we had things in order. And
well,
I wish we could.
Also, they had the incorrect information on the application. It was an honest error, but they had their lot size larger than what it was.
Yeah.
The larger size that they had on their sketch and what they thought their property was would meet the zoning requirements. So when it was found that, no, it's lesser dimensions, it's smaller, there was no way it could be wiggle turned. You know, they tried to place it as best they could to have equal amounts from the distance from the property lines, but there's no way it could be wiggle to fit the zoning requirements. So kind of between a rock and a hard place.
They couldn't.
No, they couldn't turn it. It's 75 feet wide by 125 feet long. And again, I don't want to do the hearing but I'm saying, no, they couldn't turn it another way. They could not find something that was the size that they could find, you know, of the smaller size. So according to them, and honestly looking at their lot and seeing what they were trying to fit in there, they couldn't replace it with this larger one, was new and what they could find of a size, and make it fit with the setback requirements. They fit with the building coverage, but they just cannot make the front and rear setbacks or the side setbacks. With having a normal size deck, and not talking a 3 foot, 4 foot deck, which isn't a deck in my mind.
So it's actually two parts to it. There's the front, back, and the sides.
Front and rear setback, yep.
And then on top of that, then they want to build a deck.
On top of that, they want to have a deck on either side of the two entries, exits of the home.
Oh, okay. Mm. I thought you meant like a deck.
They are not looking for a 10 by 20 deck. They are looking for a minimal size deck.
Like a 10 by 10?
Yeah,
or 8 by 8,
isn't
10 by 10.
A 4 by 10 deck, which in my mind is not a deck. It's a walkway to a door.
I would consider that a stoop.
Yeah.
But at any rate, they're going to have to, unfortunately, just either reapply for their loan or get it extended. And
If they'll need to do what they can do,
they have to do that. But that's,
and I've just advocated for them as best as I could to see if it could be arranged, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
honestly,
you've done your
best
if you're slipping them into that time.
I would have loved to have put them ahead of Ellis's, but we can't do that.
No.
Ellis has been too long.
But understand.
Again, if they had the information from the state for us, we wouldn't have had to wait for the state to get back to us.
Well, so. Yes and no. I mean, you had wanted to have that state information.
Yes.
The state man apologized because he was training people and he didn't give a quick turnaround when I sent everything to him. So it's kind of a comedy of errors here.
Yeah.
And I don't think you were ready to schedule at the organizational meeting.
No.
You know?
No,
so
we weren't.
It's just the best that it could be under the circumstances.
Well, so we've got a date for Ellis's hearing, October 20th.
Are we all agreed?
Good. It's a
general consensus. And if we needed to, we'll do this Jones on the 3rd.
And
with
Doran.
The Dorans, I want to get the Joneses done on the 3rd. Do we need to get Mike's done on by the 3rd? Do we need to have a double?
Well, it's up to you if you are all agreeable on having two hearings.
It'll make it a long night.
When did he submit again?
He submitted August 22nd.
But his stays as is until we have
this. His stays as is until you give a decision.
So I don't think it's inconveniencing him in any way.
Right.
If we were to put him out another.
I don't see how. Do you see how it would be inconveniencing the
advocate? No, I mean, I don't think there's high anxiety over this. They know what the process is. And again, I had asked for them to delay submitting to try and give the zoning board time to get together with things, which they did.
I know we've kind of already sort of agreed, but I would like to take a step back and I would like to schedule Doran's for the 17th of November. That's should be 2 weeks out from the 3rd. You guys tell me what your pleasure is. I gave you my opinions.
If it were somebody who had some project that was time compressed and waiting to break ground and trying to beat winter, then I would say no. You know, that the 3rd would be more appropriate, but the fact that it's just basically a variance of for what he's done, and I mean, doesn't change anything if we wait longer for him. I mean, if we waited 10 years, it would probably benefit him, so he gets to keep it there, and hopefully he still does. I don't think it matters if we move Mike Doran's to the 17th, and if that gives us some time to focus more intently on Jones's, then that would be a good thing.
Patrick.
Yeah, that'll work. I like your idea. Yeah, that list will be a long one. So November 3rd we do Jones, and then the 17th Doran. That works.
Jim, do you prefer Jim, James?
Jim's fine.
Your opinion?
Just tell me when to be here. I'll bring coffee next time.
All right.
If you have trouble falling asleep, listen to these meetings online. They'll knock you right out. I had to listen to it twice because I fell asleep through the first one halfway through.
Yeah.
Brutal.
All right. Public comment. You're our only public.
Oh, you're doing good, guys.
Patrick.
I do have one more thing on other business from the meeting from August 11th, an update I found out. But the problem is two different versions of the answer. I asked if the zoning board could be sued. I went to the town manager, Joe, and he said, touchy-feel gray area, meaning that when you're in like we are now, we're covered, but we should go out the door by where the steps are and the railing and all that and talk out there or beyond were not covered.
So if you spoke outside the meeting,
right,
about the topic of business,
right,
in with officials, other zoning board members, then you would be in trouble and could result in someone saying this was not done correctly, they had a meeting outside the meeting type of thing.
Yep. Now the catch 22 to that is I called the city leagues and towns.
Right.
They told me if you're an official with the town or ever served or was or presently am, you're covered anywhere.
Good.
So I don't know, who do you
stock in? I think, yep, the town manager gave you good advice that you would never want to put yourself in a position where you were discussing the upcoming,
correct,
cases other than us here trying to schedule them and understand what they're about, but to have some kind of prejudgment or discuss with other members before an actual hearing of the case and the what's going to be going on,
correct,
would be troublesome for anyone, for any hearing, for anybody.
Right.
Yep.
But then the Vermont League City Towns say,
I think you are protected in doing your duty as a volunteer in the boards. That does make sense to me. But Joe's example of doing something outside the hearing date would not be legal.
Yeah, that makes normal sense. Right. Good.
That actually brings up a good point for our new members. One of the things that was kind of pounded into me when I started as an alternate, and then somehow became, I still haven't figured that out how they managed to do that, but somehow became clerk. I blame you.
For me.
And in my time actually on the board, one of the things that was very adamantly put out is that we'll be giving you copies of the applications so you can be kind of prepared when you come into the meetings. But it is incredibly important not to make any decision. Don't make any, and it's very hard not to. Don't try your best not to form an opinion until you've been at the hearing, you've heard what until they do their presentation, questions have been asked, then and only then should you really try to form an opinion. It is so freaking hard to do that. It really is. But it's kind of important because you won't know everything until you hear the presentation. Applications can give you the nuts and bolts of stuff. But, and I'm just pulling this out of the air. I don't know anything about this. But Mike's got his shed up. And maybe he's having problems with his neighbor because of it. You don't want to know that until, or you won't know that off the application. But you get to the hearing, and because, we could be looking at the application and say, oh, this is nothing. But maybe the neighbor, the interested party, will show up at the hearing, and they'll be like, that completely, he's got it 2 feet from my, where my dog comes out, and it creates a problem there because then the dog tries to jump the fence and, then we wind up with problems. So, and obviously that's just something I concocted out of my head. But I'm just saying as an example, You can't get your facts, get your nuts and bolts, but don't make decisions. Try your best not to make decisions until you actually hear the hearing or hear the presentation.
One thing I'll add to that, my dad who passed away, who served in town for a lot, I would say did a great job with that, but he, because of his status, would, like say that example, would people would find out if he was on the board or not and call him up and say, hey, Dick, do you know? And they're like, wait a minute, he doesn't want to know about that yet because they hadn't even talked about it. But like she said, they're complaining that they're too close or whatever, so they vent out, unfortunately, if they find out you're on the board sitting or whatever, before or ahead of time, which is a great...
Mm-hmm. I would, if somebody tries that, to do something like that, I would highly suggest come to, the hearing is this date, come to the hearing and we can hear your, you know,
exactly,
your opinions at that time. I can't, I cannot listen to it right now.
Anything, just please show up. Yeah.
I'm not trying to give you guys a hard time. I'm not trying to be a B-I-T-C-H or anything. I'm actually just trying to give you the benefit of my experience. And, you know, I mean, Patrick's been on the board longer than I have. So, I mean, he can tell you I'm not talking out my butt right now.
Good advice.
I got that advice from Bonnie.
She was a very good board member and a very studious person with all her efforts with her decisions. And
we will never come up with somebody like her again.
No, there won't be another Bonnie in this town and working for this town for years.
So, okay. Anybody have anything else?
No, I think just want to thank the board members for the effort to try and get these things scheduled. I know it's hard to try and work things with everybody's lives and your volunteers, and I appreciate it.
It's one of the reasons I kind of wanted to give a little bit of time, besides the fact that, you know, there's going to be so much work.
Learning curve.
Exactly. But it's really rough trying to... Boom, 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 every week.
I agree. And the bizarre thing is you could have nothing for a year, and then you can have 5 applications.
Seriously. My first 2 years as an alternate.
Did you come to one meeting?
I think there was one meeting.
Right.
And not because I was an alternate and didn't go to the meetings. There was one freaking meeting. And all of a sudden, I'm on the board, and it won't stop. So, all right.
I make a motion to adjourn, unless there's...
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Oh, I like this.
What's that?
That's fun.
GE.
Oh, you were GE.
Yeah.
First, second shift.